This is 91.3 FM WLRN, Miami, Fort Lauderdale and the Florida Keys. Also heard live on the internet at WLRN.org. The time is 7 o'clock. We're going across to our partners at the Miami Herald for an update on a breaking story.
Well, Andy, right now we've got a situation here at the Miami Herald office building rather difficult to report. Former Miami Commissioner, also former Dade County Commissioner Art Teal, apparently walked into the lobby of the Herald here about a half hour ago, a little less than that, and shot himself in the mouth. Certainly Teal facing scrutiny right now. He's been convicted of charges related to allegedly attacking a police officer, also facing corruption charges. Joining me right now is Miami Herald business writer Matt Hagman. Matt, you came into the lobby a little earlier. Describe what you saw and what happened.
Sure. A little after 6, I had returned to the Herald and was walking in from the parking lot that's immediately west of the Herald building. And as I was walking in, heard sirens and saw 7 police cars come racing up to the front of the Herald building. As I then approached, was told by a security guard that I couldn't walk in and inquired what had happened, and he explained that someone had walked into the lobby and shot himself. I then looked through the glass into the lobby. There's a glass wall that separates the outside from the inside of the Herald lobby. And this was, if you're facing the Herald, on the far right in the lobby. There was Art Teal on his back, as I recall, arms to his side, as I recall, with a large pool of blood under and outside of around his head. He lay there. As I saw it, I saw his chest move slightly and his bottom lip move slightly, giving the appearance that he was breathing slightly. Police were there and paramedics arrived and he was taken away.
And right now, CBS4 has been showing a helicopter footage of an ambulance apparently carrying Art Teal to Jackson Memorial Hospital. As Matt just said, apparently was still breathing, was not immediately killed by the self-inflicted gunshot wound. Any word, what happened? Did he say anything, or have you heard anything to that effect, what happened leading up to this?
All I heard was that the security guard, when I first approached the entrance and was told that I couldn't go through the main entrance, was that someone had walked in with a gun and then shot himself. I don't have any details beyond that.
Well, certainly Art Teal facing some very tough times right now, facing corruption charges, also convicted related to an attack of a police officer who was apparently following Art Teal's wife as part of the corruption investigation. So certainly he is facing a lot of scrutiny. There have been harsh words written about him in the Herald editorial pages, so perhaps that's why he came here and chose to do this. Again, Art Teal apparently committing, attempting suicide in the lobby here at the main Herald building in downtown Miami, and at this point being brought to Jackson Memorial Hospital. No word at this point on his condition, but being brought in. There are swarms of police officers right now here at the Herald office building. This happened a little less than a half hour ago. I know I spoke with people who say they heard the shot here in the building, and at this point, no information yet exactly what the status is. Matt, anything else worth adding?
Not at this point.
No. Okay. Herald business writer Matt Hagman, who came into the scene of this attempted suicide, again, by former Miami City Commissioner and former Miami-Dade County Commissioner Art Teal. We'll have more on this as we get more information. From our newsroom here at the Miami Herald, I'm Michael Hiplin, WLRN Herald News.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, Andy, a rather tragic incident has occurred over the last hour here at the Miami Herald. Embattled former Miami Commissioner Art Teal apparently walked into the lobby here at the main Herald newsroom here in the lobby of the Miami Herald here in downtown Miami, put a gun into his mouth and attempted suicide. This is what one witness describes. This is Chris Novoa with the finance department here at the Herald.
All we heard was actually a security guard screaming at somebody and shouting like something, no, no, and we heard a shot. So I just grabbed her and we ran to the back room. I wasn't going to stick around with a gunshot. I had seen somebody with a black suit before walking in the lobby, but I just realized it's the same person.
And that person, apparently, the former city of Miami, as well as Miami-Dade County Commissioner Arthur Teal, who is facing corruption charges, certainly been very embattled, was convicted of assaulting a police officer who was following his wife as part of the corruption investigation. Apparently, Teal was still breathing after shooting himself and was transported over to Jackson Memorial Hospital. We do not have any word of his condition yet. Miami Herald business writer Matt Hagman came into the lobby immediately after this happened. He spoke with me a little bit earlier. Here's what he describes.
As I was walking in, heard sirens and saw seven police cars come racing up to the front of the Herald building. As I then approached, was told by security guard that I couldn't walk in and inquired what had happened, and he explained that someone had walked into the lobby and shot himself. I then looked through the glass into the lobby. There's a glass wall that separates the outside from the inside of the Herald lobby. And there was Art Teal on his back, as I recall, arms to his side, as I recall, with a large pool of blood under and outside of around his head. He lay there. As I saw it, I saw his chest move slightly and his bottom lip move slightly, giving the appearance that he was breathing slightly. And then police were there and paramedics arrived and he was taken away.
Miami Herald business writer Matt Hagman describing the scene. Again, former Miami Commissioner Arthur Teal walked into the lobby of the Miami Herald a little less than an hour ago, put a gun into his mouth, attempting suicide. He was transported to Jackson Memorial Hospital, and at this point, we do not have any word on his condition. Joining me right now live is WLRN Herald reporter Shannon Novak. Shannon, you've been talking with different people who were down in the lobby and have been in the area. What can you tell me?
I just came in from outside speaking with the police in front of the Miami Herald building. Spokesperson Delrish Moss was speaking with the press. One of the most important thing he told us was that when the person who was shot, and he would not confirm, the police department would not confirm that it in fact was Teal, but he did say that when the person was transported, they were still alive. He was transported to Jackson Hospital, and apparently the man had come to the Herald building, put a gun to his head, and said that he wanted to speak with a Miami Herald reporter, one reporter in specific, but we're not sure who that was at this point yet, but we'll let you know. Yeah. He wanted to speak with one reporter and then shot himself. As he was, one of his big things was he wanted to make sure, and he apparently, as the police said, apparently he went over and over and over again saying, I have to make sure that my wife understands I love her, and that it was all about loving his wife.
Okay. And again, Miami Herald, former Miami Commissioner Art Teal has been transported to the hospital. No word on his condition. Apparently, there were security guards shouting, no, no, don't do this. Teal apparently put the gun in his mouth, pulled the trigger. A very unpleasant scene down in the lobby. Again, this happened in the lobby of the Miami Herald less than an hour ago. We'll have more information as we get it. Certainly try to learn more about his condition, but no doubt the Miami Herald at times has been probing the corruption investigation against Art Teal very thoroughly. Also, the editorial page hasn't always said the nicest things. It has at times been critical of Art Teal's conduct. So at this point, no word on his condition, but we will see what more we can find out. Reporting from the newsroom of the Miami Herald, I'm Michael Hiplin, WLRN Herald News.
It's now 5:34. This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Joshua Johnson. The cover of today's Miami Herald shows three Miami policemen around a man in a suit lying face up. His glasses have fallen near his left hand, and blood has pooled around his head. The graphic picture was taken yesterday evening in the lobby of the Miami Herald, where former Miami Commissioner Art Teal shot himself. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin has more.
One of the last people to talk with Teal was Henry Robinson, who drives a Miami Herald delivery truck.
I noticed it was him, and I saw him sit down at the bench in front of the Miami Herald. And that's when I went down there and started talking to him, you know. And I said, "Hi, how you doing, Art Teal?" And, you know, he said, "I'm okay." And then I asked, "Are you here to talk to one of the reporters?" He said, "Yes." He said, "I'm here waiting for some other people to come with me so we can go talk to a reporter inside." He looked normal. He didn't look nervous or anything like that.
From there, Teal walked inside the Miami Herald, shook a security guard's hand, then pulled a gun from a book bag, telling the guard to relay a message to columnist Jim DeFiti to tell his wife he loves her. Miami Police Lieutenant Delrish Moss.
We got a call from a security guard basically saying that a man in a blue, dressed in blue was here with a gun to his head. That security guard called police. Now, our understanding is that he walked in with a gun to his head. He asked for a specific reporter, and when that security guard went to call police, basically police arrived and a shot was heard as police officers were arriving. When we got in, we found the subject lying on the ground with a gun next to him.
Less than 2 hours later, Art Teal was pronounced dead at Jackson Memorial Hospital. Michael Hiblin, WLRN Herald News.
Teal's life was nothing if not dynamic. He was an aggressive, highly decorated Vietnam veteran serving in the Reagan administration. He chaired the Dade County Commission, served on the Miami City Commission, and ran for county mayor. But he often found himself under investigation for corruption, accused of stealing from the struggling residents he purported to represent. Most recently, federal prosecutors accused Teal of taking kickbacks from a firm that unfairly won work contracts at Miami International Airport. Attorney Richard Sharpstein helped defend Teal and told CBS4 the federal arraignment weighed heavily on him.
I know that this case in particular really gave him a lot of, he was distraught, he was angry, he didn't look really good in court the other day, but he was looking forward to getting together and fighting this and working with me and his own lawyer, David Garvin, and he seemed to be in decent spirits when he left court last Friday.
It is currently 81 at 6:04.
This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Joshua Johnson.
That there is a spirit of sadness looming tonight. We ask in the name of Jesus.
The Reverend Marvell Cheever of Miami's Greater Bethel AME Church had a special reason to pray. It was a call for mercy on the family of Arthur Teal, the suspended Miami City Commissioner who committed suicide yesterday evening. Less than a mile from the church, Teal walked into the lobby of the Miami Herald building and shot himself in the mouth as security guards and city police looked on. He died less than 2 hours later at Jackson Memorial Hospital. Teal didn't really pose a threat to anyone working in the Herald building, as Miami Police spokesman Delrish Moss told CBS4.
Entering the lobby is the easy part. You can walk through the door and actually be inside the lobby without being challenged. But once you get inside, you walk directly over to security guards. So you can't get up to where the reporters are or where the employees are. Your first stop is where security is. And that's who he was talking to.
Arthur Teal has been under state and federal investigation for corruption charges involving cases affecting the poor Miami district he represented. He's also being investigated for taking kickbacks in a scheme to funnel small business contracts at Miami International Airport to an unqualified firm. But Teal was also a staunch supporter of Miami's African-American community, standing up for the rights of the low-income residents he represented. Back at Greater Bethel AME, Reverend Cheever says that's how she plans to remember him.
It was a labor of love for people, and it's important that we remember the good things that he did for this community.
Before walking to the Herald building from his nearby condo, Teal had several phone conversations with Miami Herald columnist Jim DeFiti. The writer later admitted to secretly taping one call, describing Teal as, quote, distraught and bouncing off the walls, unquote. But taping a phone conversation without telling the other person is against the law in Florida, and when the paper's executives found out, DeFiti was fired. The Miami Herald, which has a news partnership with WLRN, plans not to publish the DeFiti article based on the recording's contents, since they may constitute a felony.